I wanted the 100th episode to be something funny, and I realized that that was two episodes ago. So this is 102, if I counted correctly, and I'd like to get back into being funny. I've had a lot of deep stuff that I wanted to talk about, which is awesome, and sometimes that's going to happen. But you know, I do think about funny things quite often. I'm just usually not in the bathtub when it happens. Imagine that. Most of my life is not in the bathtub, so thinking of funny stuff a lot, actually. So when I can let something surface that's funny, I will share that. And right now I got nothing. Yeah. Highlighting wins for parenting. A win is when Blaze and I can laugh together. And that's happened this week, even though this week has been difficult because he hasn't been feeling well. But we had some laughs. Just being silly. He's like a silly Billy sometimes, I call him. Not sure if that comes from silly Billy Goat. Billy Goat being silly. Like a little baby goat. Now they're just hopping all over the place, looking all cute. I thought it'd be fun to have two little Billy Goats. Of course, they'd grow up. But if I had like a brother and sister or something. But maybe I need the farm for that. Sometimes I think it'd be fun to raise Blaze on a farm. Just lived on a farm. Invited people out to our farm. We had a spring-fed pond. Cabin. And then we taught people how to build adobe. That's what we did. That's what we do. And we had the most beautiful adobe that him and I built together. I dream of that. It's Blaze's enchanted forest. That's what it is. That's how it is. And there's a garden there. Multiple gardens. Outdoor kitchen. Collecting rainwater. Composting. All kinds of trees with fruits and veggies. Well, I think trees are mainly fruits, right? Fruits and nuts. You have veggies coming off of trees? I think so. I think they mainly come out of the ground, right? I think. And outdoor plumbing. A whole different level of plumbing. It's called an outhouse. That's what it's called. Ain't no plumbing. It's just a hole, homie Joey. It's just a hole in the ground. Sit your booty on a seat. But we can compost that with, some people do coconut shells. Some people still separate the poop from the pee. And don't know what they do with it, actually. Are they using the pee to water stuff? And then composting the poop with coconut shells? Some people throw sawdust on it. Saw that in Mexico City when I went to that retreat. I suppose that might help with the composting, but also maybe with the smell, because cedar, well, if it's cedar wood, that smells good. But yeah, sustainable living. There's all kinds of holistic therapies and alternative therapies and treatments and healing modalities. Yoga, of course, meditation, top of the list for daily activities. Gardening is a daily activity. Doing nothing is a daily activity. Sitting in the hammock, doing nothing. Maybe reading a book if you want. Listening to the birds. Sitting at the water. Swimming in the spring-fed pond. That's a daily activity. Trading 20 hours a week for living arrangements and food. So food and shelter. And then with that is community, cooking together, taking care of the land together, maintaining, sustaining. That's a beautiful thing. So I have all these avocado trees. I have 7 right now. 1 could be planted any day now. But then there's about 9 more that are rooting in the jar. And I'm ready for this farm forest land, this enchanted forest, places enchanted forest, so that I can plant some avocado trees. And I've also thought about this kind of like Phipps Conservatory in Pittsburgh, this indoor green space that's all green energy and, you know, all glass. And that could be a place to plant avocado trees in colder climates like Pennsylvania. So that is a possibility. So there's Blaze's Enchanted Forest with pecan trees in there too. So avocado trees, pecan trees. It's like all things of the South are under the glass. All things of the warm temperature zones are among the glass. And it's also a place to feel warmth too in the middle of the winter, in the middle of the wind and the cold. But you know, I'm also reading that cold temperatures are good to relax your vagus nerve. It kind of resets things. Cold water plunges, same thing. Cold water face wash, same thing. Belly breathing, same. Breathing out for twice as long as breathing in. Massage, interval and rigorous exercises, wasn't talking about sex, but I'm sure sex is probably good for your vagus nerve if it's healthy and responsible, and loving, then it's good. Yeah. So I can't make funny the goal. It just needs to happen naturally. But I had some other things I wanted to talk about, so that was nice. Blaze's Enchanted Forest. Thank you, universe.